All right, it's Monday. Dame Shirley's here. We've also got Brendan, our tunnel expert, over the other side of there. You're never going to live this down, are you? They've built a tunnel?
I never knew. You helped research it up, and now I know it's been there for about 20 years or so.
Well, they opened it in 1994, so yeah, 20 years. Anyway.
Well, I wasn't around, so there's my excuse.
On Friday, there was a message, someone sent me a message and said, two residents are to launch a survey aimed at gathering the views of island people about a fixed link to the mainland. Kevin Price and Carl Feeney met the island's MP Andrew Turner on Monday last week, and he has given the backing for an Isle of Wight referendum on the issue if most people are in favour. Kevin wrote to the Department of Transport, which responded by indicating there was £6 billion of government money available for schemes such as a fixed link. Discussions have been also had with an engineer about building it. Carl, who favours a link to the island, says, I think there is a lot of frustration with the ferry companies at the moment, in particular Whitelink, but would be unfair to single out just one person because price structures and timetables are quite restricting generally. They are Whitelink. The Whitelink Facebook has given the people the forum for them to air their points of view, which they haven't necessarily had before. We know many people don't want to debate a fixed link because they're totally against it, but we've found when it's discussed, those people have become engrossed in it and start to listen to the arguments for a link. It seems people are changing their minds. He goes on to say, we have taken it upon ourselves to take a look at this. We've had a meeting with Andrew Turner on Monday of last week, and he said he would support a debate on the fixed link, and if the majority of people indicated they were in favour, he would back a referendum. We're trying to ensure all the pros and cons on a fixed link are identified before we launch the survey because we want people to have a fair vote. So there you go. Someone has actually done their homework. Mm. They found out that there is £6 billion. Because the first thing people would ask the question, who's going to pay for it? Mm. Well, apparently there is an amount of money there, £6 billion, which we've just been doing some research on the English Channel, the tunnel,
yeah,
and that cost around £4 billion. Mm. So, you know, if that pot of money there, and that is, I think it's about 11 miles. I think it's 11-mile tunnel.
Yeah.
Now, our tunnel would only need to be about 3-4 miles,
yeah,
5
yeah,
miles at the most. So,
it's possible, and it's cheap enough. Obviously, the funding and the cost wouldn't take as long, obviously, since we're up to more date and we're a bit more, well, technologically advanced-ish.
Mm. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but this has kind of done a couple of things. It's actually not some oik off the street that says, well, I think we should have a tunnel, let's look into it. He's already done it, and he's found out that there is a pot of money somewhere, and he's also got the backing of Andrew Turner, who says, yeah, let's have we could have a referendum on it if we need to, you know, if the people wanted it. So it's fascinating that it's kind of moved on a step since the old days of, yeah, let's have a fixed link. This guy's actually done his homework, and he's now talking to people, and by the sound of it, he's actually changing their minds from no, absolutely not, to a maybe.
Yeah.
Which is quite an interesting thing, I think. So, I mean, we put a comment on Facebook to island residents to launch a survey aimed at gathering views of island people about a fixed link to the mainland. What do you think? Fixed link or no fixed link is the question. So, you know, I know that you're against it.
I am against it, yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
For or against?
I'm for it.
You're for it. Why?
Because, for one, it can get people off the island. You know, it can get you out and about. It can bring you places. You know, you don't have to sit, you know. Well, I'm guessing the link would be in Ryde, wouldn't it? Because it's the most sane place to put it. In Newport's, it's kind of in the middle.
I don't know. I don't see. That's the things that we need to discuss. We need to know how much it's going to cost. How much it's going to cost us to use it on a daily basis. This is all common sense before we go any. But that's what this is all about. It would be a real shame if island people said, no, don't want to discuss it, end of, we don't want it, and then it's buried. I think what would be really, really good if we said, OK, we're interested. We're interested and have a conversation about it, but these are the questions that we need to answer before we actually agree to it. I think that's my own. I don't think it would be Ryde that, that would get the other end of the tunnel. I think it would be somewhere in Cowes or somewhere in the middle. What's wrong with that?
I would rather have it in Ryde. For one, I'm not saying I don't like Cowes, but the travel to Cowes is a bit more difficult than, obviously, Ryde. If you go to Ryde... Ryde, it's on the end of the train. The buses all stop there. You know, it's like Sandown. You can meet up in Sandown. You can meet up and ride there easily. And I think a tunnel, like, beside the seafront... You know, there's the little duck pond near Ryde.
Yeah.
You know,
along
there, and just a little car driving bit or something like that, where there could just be a train tunnel and it goes across.
That would be perfect.
Just
a train then, no cars, just a train.
I don't know, if it was like a kind of driving.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Because these are the questions we need to answer.
If it was a train, then it'd need like a car parking area or some area where it'd obviously have the tickets and all that stuff being sorted. But if it was just literally you could drive in and go across, that would be pretty good as well.
I'll tell you what is fascinating, Brandon, don't take this the wrong way, but you want to go to Ryde. You want it to come to Ryde because it's closer to you. There is every chance that in your life, at some point, you might move to the other side of the island, and then you'll think, oh.
Well, if I'm in Cowes, I will not stay there. I'll be like, Mum, please, I'll live in the attic, please.
So, it's just, how long have you lived on the island? Your life?
All my life, yeah.
All your life. It kind of smacks of... like every other islander that's been here for too long, they think that a little trip from Brading to Cowes is like the end of the world. That's like way too much.
I have to get two buses and spend more than a fiver. That is more than enough. That's more than enough to go to the little place known as Cowes. Why would you want to go to Cowes? The word Cowes.
Don't upset the people of Cowes.
Cowes.
Maggie Curry says no fixed link. Steve Roscoe says it'll never happen. Too expensive. And where is the start and finish going to be? Yeah. See, this is what people are missing the point. These are the questions that would be answered by having a discussion on it.
Well, you'd have to have a great big place for the start, you know, and there's not enough room on the island for a big place to start it.
But would you?
Would you?
Would you need a great big place to start it?
Well, I just think so, because it all depends if you have a train or cars.
I mean, it would make sense if it was going to be the train. Coming back to Ibiapi, because we've got a train in Ryde.
That stops next to another train, which takes you to the mainland, which connects to another train and takes you along.
Well, that would make sense. That would make sense. But I, to be honest, I think we're a few years too late with it, because someone destroyed the train. We had a perfectly good train that ran around the Isle of Wight years ago, and someone
came
along.
I do wish was back. If the train that went back to Newport was still here, I think
that's another
there would be
discussion.
No bus travel.
Definitely could do with that, yes.
Kelvin Curry says, no fixed link. David Doyle says, fixed link, always fixed. Laura says, fixed link, please. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
Hello, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How's yourself?
I'm all right. Hang on a sec there, Keith. Who's on the other line? Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Is
Amanda.
That's Amanda.
Oh, do you know what? I haven't got your jingle ready.
Sorry.
How are you, Amanda?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
We're talking fixed link today, but Keith was before you.
No, Ian, let her go first, mate.
All right. Okay, we'll do that then. Amanda, we're talking about a fixed link.
Okay.
So... Sure. Are you for a fixed link to the island or not?
I think it'd be cool, but I'm not an island resident, so, yeah.
Make it easier to get on and off, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
For you to visit us down here, it'd make it a lot easier and cheaper as well.
Bring your trumpet.
Yep. Very cool. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Have you got a cough? Have you got a cold?
Yeah, I'm not very well.
You sound a bit throaty, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you taking for it?
Nothing.
Oh, see, you've got to take something, haven't you? Even if it's just that sort of like a placebo effect, you've got to take something. Even if it's just a little tot of whiskey or some. What do you take when you're ill?
Just paracetamol.
Paracetamol. What about when you get a cold? I bet you don't take anything.
I'm a manly man. You don't need medicine. Survive by the will.
Well, right. I have citric acid in it. I can't have citric acid. So.
What do you take, Keith, when you're feeling rough?
Oh, crikey! loads of stuff.
What is it? I forget the stuff. I haven't had a cold for so blooming long.
No,
I forget the stuff we
have.
Lemsips? We have those
soothers.
Super strength Lemsip mixed with a bit of whiskey. But only late at night and don't drive in the morning.
No.
So you'd be all for a fixed link, Amanda?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what are the islands scared of, really?
How much do you want to pay for the trip to come across?
Well, it's going to cost me a lot to come down in the first place, so not much.
Five?
Yeah, about that.
What's that? That there's,
5 or 7 quid.
When you go to Essex, there's that bridge you have to use, isn't there?
That's Barking, isn't it? Barking
yeah.
Toll. Yeah. I don't know what they pay for that.
I think it's just £1. £1.50? Something like that?
I was going to say, £1.50, £2.50 for the travel from Ireland to mainland would be really good. Just straight there, straight back.
I don't think it should be any more than a fiver, really.
Yeah.
Okay. No more than a fiver. Well, we'll find out. So, how are you apart from you feeling ill?
Really busy.
This is the course you're doing, your music course at the college, university.
Partly that, but I've got a job now.
Oh, have you?
What
are you working then?
Help for Heroes.
Brilliant.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Yeah, well done.
So what are you doing at Help the Heroes? Are you raising money?
I've got a little shop job.
Oh, excellent.
In a little charity shop, yeah?
Little charity shop, yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So and instead of second-hand stuff, I'm selling all new stuff, but it's part of the charity that they sell their own branded stuff. But all the proceeds go towards the charity.
Yeah. And you're still at college, though, university?
Yeah. I do that 4 days a week and then 2 days
Brilliant.
A job. So,
good.
Really busy.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. I hope you're feeling well soon.
Yeah. Really good,
Nice to hear from you, Amanda. Take care.
Bye-bye, Amanda.
Go on and say hi.
See you there.
Bye.
Okay, Keith, Fixed Link, you come to the Isle of Wight on a not such a regular basis, but you come a couple of times a year.
I'd like to, mate. No, I must admit.
Would you come more often, though?
Oh, crikey, yeah. Yeah, indeed, yeah.
So let's be absolutely clear. What puts you off?
It's the price. It's the price of the berries. The extortionate... robbing pirates that they are,
Jim Lord.
But I should join the crew, really, shouldn't I?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Ian, if it comes across, you're going to have to realise that you're going to have a constant flow of traffic instead of the once an hour sort of burst that you get when the boat comes in.
Yeah, very true.
Oh, mate, that's just that took me back to the 1970s, isn't it? When the boat comes in.
When the boat comes in.
Oh, I love that,
But if you've got a constant flow, I think you'll find that you won't get so many traffic jams as when the ferry gets in.
See, these are questions that we should, you know...
Especially when you get, like, the festivals. I know you might have a back up through the tunnel...
Mm.
Which could be a hell of a problem then, because, you know, well, I don't know how you do it. I suppose, how would you vent it, so to speak, because it's underwater.
Hang on, which bit's underwater?
Well, the tunnel would be underwater, wouldn't it? So, how do you get rid of the exhaust fumes and that sort of thing?
How do they do the tunnel then?
Keith's thinking about having cars as the tunnel, because it would be more quicker and efficient way than having a train going back and forth. Yeah. I was thinking cars would be better. For fumes, I think they'd have ventilation and, like, air purification.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't catch your name. Who were you speaking to?
Brandon.
Hello, Brandon. Hello. How are you, mate? All right. Yeah, you got a point there. I don't know whether they'd actually bring, like, when they put the tunnel through, there's, like, a side venting system that actually pumps it back along to the entrance or the exit, the... tunnels, so they could expel the fumes there. I don't know.
Well, they'll probably have rules for keeping your windows closed and such.
Well, yeah, I have been sat in the Blackwall Tunnel, and that's a nightmare if you get stuck in
probably
there.
Probably give you all a gas mask.
Well, yeah, it does get bad in this, Cheryl.
Yeah.
They got vents as well, and I don't know, but you still get the smell of fumes and whatnot.
It's
so
horrible.
Would you be for it then? You'd be for a tunnel?
Yeah. You know, you've got to work out that also, then again, about your. What do you call it? You're routing and planning for when you come off. Where are you going to come off at?
Yeah.
I think we've, as an island, we've always said no way, and that was the consensus of most people's opinion.
Yeah.
But I think this is what we have to look at here is this is to have a debate on it, to discuss it, and to take it forward. And when we get to that position where we say to people, right, okay, you've got 6 million quid, or 6 billion, we're going to need 3 billion to build a tunnel.
Yeah.
How much of that are we going to have to pay it back? How much much is it going to cost us? Where's it going to go? And all those questions, all those basic questions that we're right. Okay, you're going to stick it there. What's going to happen to the land over here? How often can we use it? Is it going to be expensive for us to use? All these questions. We need to get to a point where we need to ask the questions, and then we can say, as islanders, we can then vote and say, look, we don't like this idea because of this, this, and this. Can we change it? And if not, we're going to go against it.
That's what you could do, Ian, is bring the actual tunnel entrance or exit, so to speak, further inland over there and come up on the racecourse roundabout.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that when it comes down to it, it's going to be a train. So would it need to? And this is another question.
That's not viable, mate. If it's going to be a tunnel, you've got to have a car tunnel.
Yeah, you know, a train would need a station. It would need people constantly there. Service.
You've still got the same problem.
Yeah, but the thing is, the point I'm trying to make here is these are all the ideas that we need to get out. It's a case of we all have we can't just say, oh, no, you can't do that. No. And then, because, you know, it is a train. You go from England to France, it is a train, okay?
Yeah,
and if we're going to be the same.
Not on the train, don't you?
But what we've got to do is we've got to be open to ideas. Hey, look, is it going to be a train? Well, it might be. We don't know. But if it is a train, then it makes sense that it connects to another train. Then you could say to yourself, well, hang on a minute, if you've got that massive train coming across from the mainland, how far can you go? You can only go to Shanklin. That's a bit. Maybe we've got to get our train set in order on the island before we go for a tunnel.
Yeah, have you ever been on the Eurotunnel, Ian?
Yes.
You have, and as you know itself, you get on it somewhere in Kent, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you go down in the tunnel, you put onto a train system that carries the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, when it starts rolling, it's rolling for several miles before it actually gets under the channel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So you're underground for quite a while before you actually get underwater.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how could you do that on the island?
Right. Yeah, I don't think there's enough room here to do that.
Well, like I said, unless you come up somewhere in a big field by the racecourse roundabout.
Yeah.
But see, these are the questions that need to be asked.
Of course,
When you say, and I agree with what you're saying, when you say you need a bit of a run at it, how long of a run at it do we need physically?
It's your infrastructure, Ian, over there.
Of course.
As soon as you come off, you've got all these vehicles coming off of... Like, you take the Severn Bridge for instance, right, when the Severn Bridge comes off, that's a motorway.
Are you saying, Keith, that you're for it, but we never have it because we ain't got the infrastructure?
Mm. No, you haven't, mate. Not only that, we haven't got the infrastructure over here on the mainland.
Wouldn't it be great, then, to have this discussion, to then put it to the people that would then have to work out whether or not you could have it or not, whether or not it would work, whether or not you could put it here, and then say, well, you can't. And then we can put the whole thing to bed and say there'll never, ever be a fixed link by way of a tunnel on the island because it's not big enough.
Well, you've only got to look at the Dartford Cross and the QE2 bridge, mate. Isn't that toll owned by the French? I'm pretty sure it's the French that pay. When you pay to go across that, you're paying the French.
Right.
So, you know, the only way you could do that, are you going to get, you know, is it going to be subsidised that you're paying the French to do this for a tunnel for the island? There's still no money. You know, it's like the government said, he's got money put by, it's like he's looked at this Stonehenge route. But all he's going to do is, by moving the bottleneck, he's going to move it further along. Because the only way you can get past all that is by building a dual carriageway.
Yeah.
And that's what you'll have to on the island to come off with these vehicles.
Yeah,
But then...
You know, you look at caves when it comes off the boat. It's a nightmare sometimes, especially in the summer.
It is, but what they need to do is discuss it, have the facts and figures so everybody can see it, and then we don't have to discuss this ever again.
Yeah.
If it's a big no-no and it's because of...
It's going to cost a hell of a lot of money, and it's going to... like I said, it's going to have to come up somewhere like... not in the middle of the island, but past... caves.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Because what you're going to have to do then is, you can do it on a small scale.
Yeah,
like,
but Keith, with all due respect, I'm listening to you, and that's, I can see where you're coming from, but I don't know whether you're 100% correct on, it would have to come up as far as Newport.
To be viable, I would say yes, you'd have to. Yeah, but because you just have a,
What I'm saying is that you don't know. No. And neither do I. And this is where we need to be. We need to be in a position where we do know what our options are. And if we do have a tunnel, it would have to come up this far into the Isle of Wight.
Well, we've got no... On the mainland here, Ian, we've got nowhere really we could come across to get to you. Only if we use Cowshot, it's got a nice run down from nice dual carriageway and the decent road that was built for the petrol tankers, right, or Esso. You've got a nice run down as far as Cowshot Village, and then you've got a little lane that takes you down to Cowshot Spit. So, you know, how would you... You know, you'd have to bring the tunnel back near enough into Blackfield before you could get the access to go across to the island, because you couldn't do it from Cowshot. It just hasn't got the infrastructure.
But I'm not being funny. I can't see where you actually mean. I can't physically see where you mean. Yeah, and this is where we need to be. I think we just need to be, put the cards on the table. If somebody's got a plan, let's see it, and let's see physically whether it can be done or not. Yeah, I really don't think it will ever happen. But at the same time, I'll be honest. If somebody says there's a pot of £6 billion somewhere waiting for this, someone's going to want to spend it. And I may have said this before, when we had I organised a march into London about the Isle of Wight being independent.
Right. Yeah.
And they sent a government minister down, and funny enough, he's in the news at the moment. Alan Johnson is his name.
All right.
And he's the guy that certain people have targeted to take over as a leader of the Labour Party into the election. Now, he came down and he met us, and basically we had all these councillors, but bear in mind, it's about 10 years ago, we had all these Tory councillors all pussyfooting around and all being nice, oh, what's it like being a government minister, and la-di-da-di-da. And I was the only, like, oik in the room that was gutsy enough to actually say, hey, look, stop crawling and licking his backside, let's ask him the question, are we ever going to get independence on the Isle of Wight, or be treated as an independent island, because statistically we were lumped in with Hampshire.
Yeah.
And that's what it was all about. And his words were, no, but if you ever wanted a fixed link, we would talk about it, because there was money in the kitty for it.
Yeah, well, if you look at it, like the government says, it would improve the jobless situation over there, it would open up the employment market, yep, also the industrial market, because you've got plenty of space for companies to advance and grow, you know, because you've got, you used to have a big, mega big, I've said it before loads of times, you know, you have big companies there that used to come off the island, you know, I used to carry the goods myself.
Mm.
And if you could have this tunnel, I think you'd only have a small tunnel. Like you say, if you run a train, the holidaymakers ain't going to use it, because it means they've got to use either a taxi or a bus to get to where their destination is. And therefore, if they're over here on the island, they've got to hire a vehicle to get around on the island, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
I picture a car tunnel with a car, not a train. I mean, I think you're absolutely right.
Then you've got to work
out,
it's got to be a two-lane tunnel. They've got to come over and come back.
Something fast and something easy to use.
So you can't have just one tunnel with one lane going through it. It's got to be double the lane. You know what I mean? I'm saying?
Well, you could put traffic lights.
So you're talking two tunnels. No, you'd be talking two tunnels.
You'd be talking a big tunnel,
two
wouldn't you?
Two tunnels.
A big tunnel?
One big tunnel.
I've never been on a big tunnel myself. Both sizes. It's either one or the other, isn't it? I've never had it sort of sat side by side and you look across and see another queue of vehicles trying to get off. Because you're going to have a queue anyway coming off. You're going to get a build-up. If it's a toll to come off, it all depends. If you paid this side, it would work, because you've got the amount of land over here and whatnot to hold them back. Mm. Well, no, you still need over there. You need a holding area to...
I don't think we've got enough room.
I don't think it would work.
We don't know that.
No, we don't know
until
anybody's explored it properly. Yeah.
Everybody would like to think, I'll go shopping in Portsmouth today, I'll take the car, it's just a case of whipping through the tunnel. But, you know, you wouldn't. You couldn't go to Portsmouth. You'd have to come off at Southampton, then drive to Portsmouth, which would increase the traffic coming up through Marchwood, then up through Dibden Purley, which would cause...
Just supposing, right, let me just chuck this at you. Fixed link, please, says Pete Humber. Let's move the island forward. Sorry, people, but I think the only people that don't want a fixed link are those that have moved here from the mainland for whatever reason.
Yeah.
The lack of a fixed link is stifling jobs and businesses, opportunities for young people who end up leaving here for better jobs and pay.
Exactly.
That's a perfect reason. Hey, look, Keith, I'm going to have to go to the next call.
Mate, yeah, I don't want to hold it too much.
Thanks,
all right, mate.
Thanks, you're cool.
I'll see somebody else.
Cheers now.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go over here and take this line. Hi, who's this?
Afternoon, the old ice ring donut.
It's Uncle Arthur.
Hello, Arthur.
How are you, Uncle Arthur?
We talked about it today, geezer.
You wouldn't get this on the mainland, would you? We're talking. You'll like this.
Will I?
Fixed link or no fixed link?
Oh, it's a bit early for chestnuts, isn't it? Hey, thorny subject. A bit early for that.
Well, what's happened is the two gentlemen have actually gone into a bit of detail and they've found out about this fixed link, and they basically want a survey. Two residents are to launch a survey aimed at gathering the views of island people about a fixed link to the mainland, and it's got the backing of Andrew Turner, and if most people are agreed, they're going to sort out a referendum on a fixed link to the island or not, and there is apparently a pot of money that they can use, which is I think it's to do with the Department of Transport. There is a £6 billion which they could tap into.
Really?
So they've gone into it, and this over the next couple of months, I would imagine this is going to be an interesting debate running up to the election next year as well. I don't know which one will be a hotter topic on the island. I really don't.
Wow. Well, the first thing that occurs to me is if the go ahead was ever given for a fixed link, you'd probably take them about 2 to 3 years to do it. In the intervening period, would there be any business or people living on the Isle of Wight? Because the ferry companies would up their prices to such an extent in the intervening period that nobody would bother to travel.
Would they do that, though, or would they lower them?
Well, they would have to, because the simple fact of the matter is, once a fixed link came in, they might as well kiss goodbye to their cash cow, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Okay, so that's one way of looking at it.
So, I mean, and we're not talking... I mean, if you was to put the combined... might of the two, or if you include the hover travel, the three ferry companies together, that's a hell of a big clout you get off of somebody. And let's be fair about it, if the three of them get together, we're held to ransom full stop.
Yeah.
You vote for a fixed link, we'll put the prices up. You know, you can imagine what the voting situation would be like, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, it would affect younger people as well, because obviously when I've got a friend who goes up on the mainland every so often up to Portsmouth to see his girlfriend, you know, he pays like, was it a tenner to get on the bus, onto the train or whatever, and then he goes up through hover travel, because hover travel's the cheapest.
It'd be easy to get a girlfriend on a white, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just hover travel's a lot more simple and easier, and it costs less, but obviously if you do put cars in and a tunnel and they do put up the prices, it means the younger people, the older people who don't drive anymore, they'll receive the back end of it all, wouldn't they?
So would this proposal, this theoretical fixed link, are we talking about trains or vehicles?
Well, at the moment we're all talking towards cars, aren't we?
The two gentlemen involved, Kevin Price and Carl Feeney, they are just talking about a fixed link. They don't actually mention whether it's trains or cars. And I think what they want to do is they want to put it all on the table, ask some questions and get certain people that will know the answers to the questions so that we all know what's what.
So I think we've lost the chance for the most sensible fast fixed link, which would have come down the old railway line into Gosport, into a tunnel and across to Ryde, but they've done away with most of that railway lines now. They've put a bus lane on it, so I think we've lost a chance on that. There is another possibility for a railway system, the disused line that runs down to Fawley Oil Terminal via the Marchwood military base. If you stand on the seafront at Cowes and look across, You sort of almost think you could shout that far, don't you?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, that would seem to be the most logical point for a crossing, and I mean...
Not impossible, then.
Well, we see Fawley Oil Terminal. Well, as far as I'm aware, the power station there is mothballed. I don't think that's in service anymore, or it's leastways it's held back for future usage. So you've got a fair bit of land there that's doing not an awful lot at present. So there is a possibility there. But, I mean, if you're talking about building a tunnel across, it wouldn't be one tunnel. It would have to be three tunnels. Two for the transport, either way, and one as a service tunnel in the middle, like you've got on the Channel Tunnel.
Right.
Yeah.
You need repairs.
Can't you have one and bash it into three?
No. Yeah. Well, you see, I don't know. Have you ever done the Mersey Tunnel?
Put a partition up.
Have you ever been down the Mersey Tunnel?
No.
Right. It's you drive along a road, you turn right, you go down a very steep hill, and you're suddenly underground. Well, that's fine and dandy, but I would be slightly worried if the Mersey got a little bit too high, because it's like putting a drain underneath it. You've got to have a sort of fair old run up to it. The Blackwall and Rotherhithe tunnels are pretty good in that respect. But I don't know. I mean, the thing is, the trouble with a fixed link, it polarises opinions, and it's going to be like you have in Scotland, where you're either yes or no, and the people who are yes are going to be kicking the backside of the people who say no and such. But does the island really need to be cut in half like this?
Well, it does. I've always said that this is probably the best debate you could ever have with an islander.
Because the island itself is already split in half. You have the people that are all connected with the train and the buses, and then you have the people that aren't.
Well, let me simplify it. It will be yes and no. That will be it. That will be the arguments that you have. You'll have people in your house that'll be yes and for it, and there'll be people in your house that say absolutely not. Yeah. You'll end up fighting. There'll be a world war on the Isle of Wight. You go and live on your side, and all of a sudden, honestly, this is. I mean, I think it's a great debate. I do think we should have a look at it and see how it could work. Because in the thing is,
right, in this day and age, We're lumped in with the southeast, right? Whenever they talk about the southeast, we're lumped in with the southeast. Yet we are doing worse than some of the places in the far northeast. You know, so if there's a lot of money in the southeast, well, let's have a bit of it over here. I mean, if you only got to look at the house prices, see how low the price of property is on the island compared to the area that faces us, i.e. like Sandbanks and Poole and Bournemouth and all the way around that.
Yeah.
You know, there's some pretty expensive properties face us over here.
Yeah.
And they're not better properties. You know, it's just that they are not separated from civilization by a patch of water. So in a lot of respects, if I had the bottomless pit, I would walk across and say, right, here we are, down at Fawley Oil Terminal, right, there's a load of land here doing nothing. We're going to dig a tunnel, we're going to go right across. The debate would be whether you go to East Cowes with it, whether you get away with doing that, or whether you come up the other side of Cowes, somewhere like the other side of Gurnard, because I believe there's a military area there. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if the military's there, you can soon turf them out, because there won't be any soldiers left in a couple of years' time. So you could turf them out and come up there somewhere, which would lead you to a nice big road through arable farmland to the Forest Road.
I'm sensing you're for it.
Well, to be honest with you, Ian, a lot of me would say I love the island as it is. But then I'm sort of thinking to myself, well, I'm not going to be on this island any more than 20-odd years before I'm brown bread. So what about the people who come after me? How on earth are they ever going to manage? Because them ferries are not going to get any cheaper. And before too long, i.e. come January, I believe the ferries are going to have to go over to this low sulfur fuel, which will already put another 20-30 quid on each sailing. So, you know, we are going to be stripped rotten by the ferry companies in the foreseeable future. And they can whinge about it all they like, but it's already been dictated by the European Union. They've got to do away with burning the rubbish oil that they burn. So they're going to have to go over to marine diesel, and that's going to cost them a fortune. Also, there's quite a few of them, I think there's three or four of them White Link ones that are probably up for renewal. Would that be right in saying? I mean, they're already reducing their sailings on, what's the word, technical difficulties. so the fast cat is a cat these days. It spends all its days sitting around doing nothing, and it turns up when it feels like it. So yeah, with the fast cat, is living up to its name now. You know, you can see the way the wind's blowing on a lot of this. When I first came over here, I think you could get over here from Portsmouth in about half an hour. I think it takes about 40-odd minutes now by the time you've gone round all the forts and,
yeah,
and Baffin. You know, so they've already slowed the sailings down quite a lot to save fuel, presumably, which I don't blame them for.
So you are for it, or for a discussion?
I'm 100% for a discussion. 110%, if you can have such a thing for a discussion. You know?
All right, OK. We've got to take a break now, but thanks for that, Arthur.
Well, you go and have a break, and while you're having that break, just think about, you know, it all comes down to what comes out of your pocket at the end of the day. And we don't earn a lot over here. And you've only got to look at the way things are going in the press at the moment. We've got a slating from some knob, and I'll use that term deliberately, about, you know, literally, you know, we're whinging, miserly people, aren't we, over here? Well, who wants to go around the island in a coach looking at books?
Yeah, do you know, I think that as well, Arthur, when I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do it. Yeah.
We don't want to do it. No. Better things to do. We've got to earn some money somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if people have got that attitude for us, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we've still got to earn a living.
Yeah, like of course. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Arthur.
Right, you go and earn a living now. Get the adverts going.
All right. Cheers now. Bye, see you later. Arthur. Bye. Before we go to commercial break, I just want to read out some points from Emma. Probably won't ever happen, but I don't mind because it will be easier to get to the mainland in a hurry where you can't rely on the ferries. And I'm no NIMBY. If anyone else says I'm Isle of Wight born and bred. June Whitlock says no to fixed link. Angela McCurtry says no. If you don't like living on an island, move. Mm-hmm. A fixed link will still have a toll. And when you all moan about the toll increases, which you will, I'm sure our one and only hospital on the Isle of Wight would love an influx of people from the mainland. Tony J says, sorry people, but I think the only people that want a fixed link are those that have moved here from the mainland for whatever reason. I think he's quoting someone here, Pete, from a previous message. Would love to know how you come to this conclusion and what it's based on. I moved from the mainland and so did my parents some 15 years ago, but I would love a fixed link. I'm fed up trying to arrange going to see friends on the mainland. I don't do rough seas. I have to cancel and faff around between October and March because of the inclement weather. Build a bridge and have a fair toll, and if you don't like the cost, then don't continue to use the hover, etc. It would put the ferries out of business. I should think it could have cycle lanes too. Tony J says if they made the tolls expensive, then it would deter the expected influx of traffic, etc. And Mrs. J says, no way. I've lived on the island since I was 12 years old, apart from a stint on the mainland in my youth. I went to school here, worked here, all my family are here. I rarely leave the island myself and cannot understand why anyone thinks a fixed link would work. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more of the same, but I reckon it's about sort of 40-60 in the favour of no.
Seems to be, yes.
It's quite an open thing, and people have got some good points to make.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we've got to ask the question, haven't we?
Yes.
Have the survey and put us out of our
misery. Can it be done?
Can it be done? Yeah, definitely. Quick break, we'll come back.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Go to www.whitefibre.com. While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
Ever thought of getting into radio or becoming a radio presenter? You're in luck. At Vectis Radio, you can experience free the 4Ps project. Presentation, promotion, production and podcasting. Their main ambition is to introduce students and teenagers from the age 11 to 19 the basic and essential skills relating to radio. Vectis Radio is stationed at the Riverside Centre. You will be given the opportunity to be involved in sessions over a 10-week period. I'm Connie and I've took part in this course as work experience. I've learnt how to present radio, produce a podcast and learnt how to promote too. I can recommend this course. Email ianmack1965@gmail.com to get involved.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
WayForward is an island-based charity. We have been supporting people with disabilities, autism or mental health conditions for the past 28 years. We provide services 7 days a week. Our programme is tailored around the individual, offering a wide range of activities or specialised one-to-one support. Being part of WayForward can be a life-changing experience. It provides opportunities to try new things, make new friends while building confidence and self-esteem. If you would like to find out more about us or how you could help support us with fundraising or future events, please call 01983 52 3000 or visit www.wayforwardprogramme.co.uk.
This is Vectis Radio. You can follow us on Twitter, Vectis Radio IOW.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Telephone them on 01983 240 240.
All right, it's one of those Mondays where you can kind of have a bit of a moan, but the phone-in subject is one of those things that Islanders probably moan or discuss the most. And we've got, online, we've got a whinger. And afternoon, Pete, how are you?
I'm fine. How the devil are you?
I'm fine. I think my own personal view is there's no reason why we can't have a discussion on it and then say no. Mm. But if we don't discuss it, it makes us look like we're just burying the heads in the sand.
Well, by all means, let's have a discussion, let's have a thorough discussion, but let's not be shallow about it and just say, oh, it'd be great to get on and off the island quicker than you can at the moment. Let's actually have a look at some of the side issues and see what the overall picture would be. And in fact, how about we imagine we've got a crystal ball and we're looking back on a bridge that's been in place a few years, a bridge or a tunnel that has been put in place and has been operating for a few years, and we can look back upon the consequences of that. That would be a pretty good way to go, don't you reckon?
What, are you saying the Channel Tunnel's not a good idea?
I don't think the Channel Tunnel's a particularly good idea, no.
Right, OK.
Not especially. Very good for people. If your only interest is making... Your only interest is making lots and lots of money, then yes, it's been hugely successful.
Do you know, the vast majority of car passengers on the tunnel are British, 85%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 85% of those people are saying that it's a good idea because they use it.
Yeah, well, people are obsessed with a sort of an instant mentality these days. Everything's got to be instant. You've got to be able to get everywhere in a massive, great rush. Mm-hmm. You expect to buy a product and it's on your doorstep 2 minutes later. You know, maybe we should slow the pace of life down a little bit. So let's have a look at this this issue, this magic £6 billion that you reckon is washing around somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, and let's think, first and foremost, who's going to be in charge of that and who's standing to gain the most. And that's the big financiers who control every aspect of life. So if this is ever going to happen, the guys who will benefit most are these faceless financiers who we know nothing about, but who effectively own our country, they own the world, they own each and every one of us. They get us all on the treadmill, working our backsides off all our lives to benefit them. So you've got, for instance, you've got the two main ferry companies, and if you add into it the third one in the form of Hover Travel, behind those companies are big firms of financiers. Now, if they get the idea that this is going to happen, they want a piece of the action, because they'll start to think, their thinking will start to convert from, at the moment we're running six car ferries between us, that's a lot of staff. we could really nail our labour costs if we could have be joint owners of a new tunnel, for instance, which would require a far smaller workforce to maintain it than six ferries and all the infrastructure that goes around them. So the big corporations would be instantly looking to cut their labour costs. Those people would then go on the dole where they'd have to be kept by the rest of us. It wouldn't be good for us. It's never good for an industrial society to lose jobs. So that's one aspect of it.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Because you're obviously going against everything that Arthur said.
Arthur got it wrong today. Not like him.
But you know what? I'm feeling a phone-in coming on for and against Fixed Link and a discussion on it. Because honestly, I think that there's the people that are making good points are, you know, yes, okay, they're arguing. I mean, David Doyle says, I can't stand it when people say, if you don't like living on an island, then move. To them, I now say this, if you don't like being part of England, then move, because it amounts to the same thing. Kelvin says, any Fixed Link survey on the island makes a huge assumption that people on the mainland at the other end would want it too, which to me it's not really, you know, that doesn't really matter. I mean, it's about islanders being able to get on and off the island if they need to go and chase work elsewhere and so on.
Getting back on track, because you just introduced all them points, which is fair enough. We'll come back to them in a minute if we can. The people who will be in full control of this project from beginning to end of big financiers. Now, at first, it will be funded with this £6 billion, which is yours and mine tax money, presumably, that either does or doesn't exist. It might just be sort of a figure on a computer screen somewhere. Probably doesn't actually exist, the £6 billion. But anyway, the financiers will be sort of smelling the money, and they'll want it. Now, the link, whatever it is, whether it's a bridge or a tunnel, will be yours and mine to build at our expense. But pretty rapidly, it will be transferred into the pockets of an ownership of some company of financiers. So it will become their asset. We will have funded it. They will own it. That's the way it's going to work.
It's just to make more money from our money, basically.
Yep. Once it's in place, every burglar in the south of England will be making a beeline for the Isle of Wight, where houses, generally speaking, are not fortified the way they are on the mainland. If you go around any city, any sort of posh part of the south of England, you'll see burglar alarm boxes, steel meshes on windows, goodness knows what. Houses aren't like that here, because we don't really have anything like that problem.
It's because everyone knows everyone, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah, there's that. There's also the fact that if a thief comes over here, he's then got to get back off the island. Well, by the time the police have been alerted to the fact that somebody's house has been done over, the thieves will be back over the other side of the bridge in their white van.
Yeah, so, the thing is, Pete, we feel safer on the island, don't we?
Yeah, expect a crime wave if it ever happens.
Yeah.
It will happen, and your home and everybody else's home will have to be fortified.
I agree. We've actually talked about this off-air, Dame Shirley and myself, and we both agree that the crime rate would go through the roof. We think.
It will. We think.
I'm sure it would. Yeah.
Do you fancy living in South Portsmouth? Because that's what the effect will be.
Yeah, that's right.
The link having been made, this will be no more special than Canvey Island or... I'm trying to think of another island that's not an island. Because we will have ceased to be that special place. And there's one thing about the island that we should hang on to with all our might is the fact that the place is incredibly special.
Yeah.
Really special. Yeah. And its number one industry isn't building great big sort of industrial products, it's tourism. Mm. Now, if we want to get the island working properly again, then we should be doing everything we possibly can to get the tourism industry working properly. And if you let the place become South Portsmouth, the tourism industry will be fatally undermined, in my opinion.
Yeah, but having said that, Pete, 85% of the people that use the Channel Tunnel are English, going on holiday or going to visit France.
They're probably escaping. What they view is a broken country to go to France, where it's in far better condition, maintained to a much higher standard than it is here. Mm. We don't want that to happen to the Isle of Wight, do we?
Debbie...
We need to build our tourism industry up again, we need the place to remain special. We don't want all them burglars over there from Kent and Surrey and all them places.
Yep.
Debbie Wilmore says, Fix Link, I moved 12 years ago and would love to come back to see my family and friends, but ferry prices are too expensive. £70 for a weekend, it's a joke.
That's a nub of it, isn't it? That gets to the actual heart of the problem. If we had ferry companies that behaved in a responsible way and weren't out to just feed their pockets of their financiers, who are the people who are benefiting from it all, and they'll be the same people who benefit from a fixed link, exactly the same people, they don't care about the island. They
don't
care about money.
I just want to read out two more points, OK? Serena Meyer says, this debate has been going on ever since I can remember it. It gets a bit stale after a while. Now, I will say to that is, what I will say is these two guys have obviously done their homework and they've cottoned on to the fact that there is a big pot of money. No one's ever done that before. So we're a little bit closer to some kind of discussion, some kind of survey, and, you know, it could move on from that.
Who are these guys?
The reason why I say that, I'll give them the names in a minute, but the reason why I say what I say is because if you look at what's happening up and down the country, you've got this fast train that they want, HS whatever it is they're calling it this month, and they want to go from one end to the other. So to push it away and say this has been going on and it gets a bit stale after a while, I think this, and we have to be ready, islanders, so be ready, don't just stick your head in the sand, because these two guys, I'll give you their names in a moment, these two guys have done their homework, they know exactly where to go with the cash, they're talking about things to the right people. Now some people might say it's just lip service because there's an election coming up next year, but Kevin Price and Carl Feeney, they've already met with the MP Andrew Turner.
Yeah,
and
who are they?
I don't know, it doesn't say who they are, but they've written to the Department of Transport, which has responded by indicating that there is a £6 billion government pot of money available for schemes such as a fixed link.
You know what this is, Ian? These guys have sniffed out this money and they're slavering. They want to get their noses in the trough.
So, what we've got to be careful of, Pete, is we don't become complacent and just let it go through. I mean, we're all being a bit vocal, so we should. We're also, I think also, we owe it to ourselves to have some kind of discussion to see whether or not it could be done, and could be done in a way that was agreeable to most. But what I wouldn't do is dismiss these people as idiots, because I don't think they are.
Definitely not that. They're certainly not that. But what they're likely to be is very hard-bitten businessmen, in my opinion.
People looking for more money.
People motivated by money.
Mm. Yep.
So that's what you should be on your guard against.
So
the island needs to protect its prime industry, which is tourism. We need to be distinct from the rest of England, not become homogenised with it. Mm. Certainly don't need to be South Portsmouth. Definitely not.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Pete.
Have a nice day.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, now. He's made his point very clear.
Well, yeah, I agree with him.
How can you do that phone-in in 1 hour? We haven't even touched the surface.
No.
We're going to have to come back on this at some point. But Darren says, fix link, please. Also, people on the mainland by the Isle of Wight should be asked too, as it would affect them as well. I mean, how can you ask them as well? Who do you ask on the mainland? You'd have to ask the whole of the nation, wouldn't you?
No.
Well, it affects me, because I live out the road from you, and so, that would be ridiculous.
No.
I think it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, if we ask just islanders, they might get a little bit upset.
Well, yeah, no, I think it's only, no, just the islanders, I think.
But it's got to go somewhere and it will land where they live.
Well, I suppose that particular place where it's going to land, they could be asked,
That's like you putting a gate in our fence. We've got one, but you wouldn't have just done it. You asked us, didn't you?
Did we? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
You know, I think we owe it to them to ask. But then, how many people do you actually ask? I mean, how big an area?
They probably wouldn't want us round there.
They probably wouldn't.
Because they probably don't want to come over here.
They'd probably say, oh, you inbred lot over there. You can stay over there. We
probably
don't want you over here with your dodgy blood.
No. Don't you breed in over our side.
Angie Warner says, no fixed link. No fixed link, says Debbie Ryan.